Psalm 58. Do you really speak righteously, O congregation? Do you judge uprightly, O you sons of men? In heart you're working wickedness. You're weighing up the violence of your hands in the earth. So these judges of Israel and also the ordinary people, he says, you do bad things in your heart. This is the thing that, according to the Bible, we start off by thinking something and then we do it. Jesus says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So as not to say bad things or do bad things, we mustn't think bad things. And yet, we are encouraged to think bad things by the things we listen to and the things we watch, things we read. That's why we've got to be careful what we watch and what we read, because it puts ideas into our minds and those ideas become actions. The wicked goes strong from the time they're born, speaking lies. They've got poison like the poison of a serpent. They're like the deaf adder, which will not listen to the voice of charmers, even if they charm so well. So I suppose the charmer, that's the person who pipes the tune that makes the snake behave itself, is like the word of God. But these people are so bitter and are so absolutely set on doing evil that they will not listen to God's word. Because you see, it's God's word trying to influence us against the pull of the world. And that's why we've got to get God's word inside us and give absolute priority to him and to his word, and never let your daily Bible reading slip. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Let them melt away as waters which just disappear. When he bends his bow to shoot his arrows, let them be as cut in pieces. As a snail which melts, let every one of them pass away. So, in the end, these people will all pass away. Those who appear so strong, those who appear to have such horrible tongues, in the end, they will all just fade away. Whereas the hope of the righteous is to live forever and ever in the kingdom of God, when we will not fade away. The righteous will rejoice when he sees this vengeance, so that a man shall say, truly, there is a reward for the righteous. Truly, he is a God that judges in the earth. That's how we're going to feel at the day of judgment, when finally we are living forever and those who have loved wickedness are dead forever.